So we will. Can we start, Gaurahari?
Please, that's ready. I'm coming.
Good. Ananga ranga mangala prasanga bangura bruvam savibramam sa sambramam triganta bana patanae nirantaram vashikrita pratiti nanda nandane kadakaresya siyamang Kripa kataksa bhajanam kada karesya siyamang Kripa kataksa bhajanam. The translation of this shloka is, in the immensely auspicious theater arena enacted with loving playfulness on the battlefield of love, your eyebrows, which look like bows from which arrows fly, suddenly unleash the arrows of your sidelong glances, piercing Nandanandana with the illusion of love and bringing him into your submissive service. In this way, Krishna always comes under your complete control, O Radhika. When, O when, will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? When, O when, will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance. This scene is actually described by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. It's Krishna stands at the bank of the river Jamuna. And then Srimati Radharani passes by and sends him a glance from the corner of her eyes, the sidelong glance. Prabodhananda Saraswati talks about the effect which these arrow-like glance of Radharani has. Krishna, first of all, peacock feather falls from his turban. Then his turban falls from his head. Now you must know that the turban is a sign of honor. Just like in our Western culture, someone has a schlips. Schlips, we say in Serbian language. The tie, yeah. Cravat. Yes. So, when the cravat falls down, that looks very embarrassing. But that is not enough. All of a sudden, to Krishna's great embarrassment, he's totally stunned. His dhoti slips off his hip. And the dhoti falls down. Now, this is extremely embarrassing. At this, all the sakis, the little manjaris, start to laugh and laugh and laugh. But Krishna is so much under the influence of Radharani's glance that he can't even pick up his dhoti, but he remains standing there, totally a victim of love. Now all this happens under the kadamba tree at the bank of the river Jamuna. It's like, you know, in a battlefield, and you lose everything. That is highly embarrassing. So this is what this verse talks about the power of Radharani's glance. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. We devotees are simple people. We like to see how Radharani is supremely strong. So we will continue with our story. Yesterday we read a most amazing pastime, how Krishna had taken two forms, one for the Sakis and Radharani, and the other for Yashoda. Now, in this story, there was something which I was thinking about this morning. Mother Yashoda came to where Krishna was dancing in the court of the, and she saw Krishna and was bewildered. Now normally Mother Yashoda never comes, according to the Goswamis, to where Krishna is together with the gopis. For her, this is something which she cannot even imagine, because in her relationship to Krishna, Krishna is a little boy. And imagine Gospodal Mira has a little Madhava, you know, a 5-year-old Madhava. She would at that time never be able to conceive of Madhava being a married man and planning for houses and using complicated telephone machines and computers and so on. It would not come in her mind, because she's fixed on that little Madhava. So in the same way, Mother Yashoda has no idea of Krishna being a great tall Krishna, or being with Radharani. But it could, in this world, Krishna does grow when Krishna is his pastimes, and maybe it's something, a pastime which happened in this world. So now we will hear Krishna's youthful, no, yes, Krishna's youthful pastimes. Once Kamsa sent a demon called Arishtasura to Braj. This demon had accepted the form of a bull. He was very ferocious and wild and frightened all the Brajavasis. It's described when Arishtasura came into Braj, there were clouds hovering over his hump. Hump is that little raised thing on the back. Lord Sri Krishna killed this demon very easily. Sri Krishna ki jai ho. That night, Krishna played on his flute to attract the gopis and enjoy with them in the rasa dance. While Radharani, Lalita and the other sakis were approaching Sri Krishna, they were discussing among themselves. Krishna, the son of Brajaraj Nanda, has killed a bull. In this way he has committed a terrible sin. Is it not described in scripture that if the king commits any sin, then the citizens of that sinful king share his reactions? Following this principle, the sin incurred by Krishna of killing a bull must have also infected us who follow Krishna. Let's quickly run to Bhagavati Purnamasi and asked him what we must do to free ourselves from this sin. While discussing like this, they were approaching Krishna. They spoke loudly so that Krishna could hear. Radharani said to Krishna, "O killer of the bull, today you should not touch our bodies." Krishna replied, "O foolish gopis, that was not really a bull. He was a demon who had come in the guise of a bull to harm the people of Braj." But Radharani said, "O Krishna, even if he was a demon, still he had accepted the form of a bull. Vritasura was also a demon. Still Indra incurred the sin of killing a Brahmana when he killed Vritasura. In the same way, even if this Arishtasura was a demon, because he was in the form of a bull, therefore you have incurred sin." When Krishna heard this explanation from Radharani, like so many other explanations, he was speechless. He had no answer. He stood shamefaced, looking down at the ground, and he asked Radharani, "All right, if I have incurred the sin, then what is the solution? Tell me, what should I do to become free from this sin?" Radharani and her sakis had an answer. "We have heard from Devi Purnamasi, and Gali, the daughter of Gargacharya, that for this kind of sin, one must travel to all the holy places and take bath in the waters of all those tirthas. Then only will you be free from the sin of killing a bull." Hare Krishna. When Krishna heard this process of atonement from Radharani, he gave up his when Krishna had heard about this process of atonement from Radharani, he gave up his humility and said, "Ha! Do you think I have to go all over the three worlds just to take bath in all the theaters? Just see. Now I will bring all theaters here before your very eyes." Then Krishna, in a very angry mood, kicked the ground with his left heel. That kick of Krishna created a hole in the ground, and immediately Bhagavati Ganga appeared from Patala Loka. Then Krishna invited all the tirthas into that water. They appeared one by one by his order and entered the water. Krishna stepped into the water and said, "I will arrange that this pond created by me, and which carries the most pure water of all the tirthas, will exist here eternally." He looked at Radharani and her sakis. "Now I have taken bath in this water and I have been purified from my sin. But what about all of you? You have performed no pious activities in this life. How can you take bath in all these tirthas?" All the gopis said, "Oh Krishna, you are a great cheater. Who can understand your illusion? The water in this pond is just normal water. How can you say so proudly that this water is from all tirthas? We don't believe you." When Krishna heard this from the gopis, he summoned all the tirthas, who appeared in their personified form before Radharani. One by one they identified themselves. "I'm Lavana Samudra, the ocean of salty water. I'm Sona. I'm the Sindhu River. I am the Tamrapani. I'm Pushkara. I'm Saraswati. I'm the river Jamuna. I'm Kaveri. I am Tirtharaj Prayag. And I'm the river Reva." Now all of us have entered into this kund in the form of water. Krishna said to the gopis, now there's nothing for you to doubt any longer. I have taken bath in the holy water of all tirthas and am now completely free from all sins. But what about all of you? Being citizens of Braj, you are infected by sin. Now you all should take bath in this water and become free from all sin. Otherwise you will remain contaminated and you will not be able to touch my body. Radharani said, oh Sakis, Krishna has created this pond by kicking the ground with his feet. This is not an auspicious start. Furthermore, since he took his bath here, this water has become contaminated by receiving the sins of Krishna. We should not take bath in this kund. We must create our own kund and take bath in that water. On the western side of the kund created by Krishna, Radharani found a place that bore the hoofprint of the demon Arishtasura, thus creating a hole. Radharani took her bangles and with the help of her sakis began digging. There were so many gopis that within a short time a large pond was created. Because this kund was created by the bangles of Radharani, it was known as Kankana Kund, and later it was known as Radha Kund. Thus Radharani very quickly created a nice kund next to Krishna Kund or Syama Kund. Krishna was surprised to see this. He told Radharani, O lotus-eyed one, you have made a nice hole, but what is the use of this pond if there is no water in it? Anyway, I can allow you along with all your sakis to take water from my kund to fill yours. Hearing this from Krishna, Radharani turned her face away and raising her chin said, no, no, your kund is contaminated by the sins you released there during your bath. We will not take bath in that water. I will bring water from Manasi Ganga by the help of my millions of sakis. Thus I will establish the incomparable glories of my kund in this world. Krishna thought this would be far too laborious a task for Radharani and the gopis, and so he indicated to all the tirthas to approach Sri Radhika to serve her. Immediately the personified tirthas appeared before Srimati Radharani and offered their prayers to her. They said, O Devi, who can calculate the greatness of your glories? The Vedas do not know the end of your glories. Brahma, Shiva, Narada also do not know the end of your glories. Sri Uddhava is always meditating on your unlimited glories. The corner of your lotus feet are radiant rays of beauty desired even by Lakshmi Devi. Only one person knows your glories in full. He is the son of Nanda Maharaj, who is cleaning the perspiration of your body out of love for you. He decorates your lotus feet very beautifully with anchor bells made of precious gems. He feels himself most fortunate to receive the mercy of your vision. By his order and mercy, we have appeared in this kund, which was created by the kick of his heel. O Srimati Radhika, kindly accept us. By casting your merciful glance upon us, let us live in your kund and always have the opportunity to behold your sweet pastimes with Krishna. Thus all our desires will be fulfilled. Hearing the prayers of the personified tirthas, Radharani looked upon Sri Krishna and smiled. She said, O tirthas, I am very pleased with your prayers. Now you may enter into my kund by your sweet will. On this merciful order of Radharani, immediately Sri Krishna, with the help of his flute, made a hole in the dam between both kundas, and the water from Syama Kund entered into Radha Kund. Srimati Radharani entered her kund at midnight on Kartik Purnima, Krishna Ashtami or Bahulashtami Titi. When Krishna saw Radha Kund filled with water, he also took bath there. He said to Radharani, "O my most dear one, I will take bath and engage in water sports daily in this kund created by you. As you are dear to me, this kunda created by you is also very dear to me." Yes. Every year thousands of devotees take bath at Radha Kund on this titi and muhurta to attain the perfection of life. And this Kankana Kund still exists inside Radha Kund. It is 20 feet square and 16 feet deep. When devotees emptied Radha Kund for cleaning purposes, at that time Kankana Kund is visible. So this is a very amazing pastime. Somehow we can never get tired when we hear this pastime. We have heard it many, many times, but it's always very fascinating. What is so fascinating is also that this water is identical with Radharani. It is very difficult to understand. But I have heard that this Leela, which we have heard about, was taking place in the material world. However, Radha Kund is also there in the spiritual world. And this Radha Kund is created from the tears or from something of Srimati Radharani. So I think therefore we can understand it's identical. It's either from the tears or the perspiration of Radharani. Bahulashtami is also coming. I don't know. I will most probably stay here tomorrow night.
I think they do 2 days. Tomorrow is the first day, and 22 is the second day.
Really?
We were there for Bhajmata Parikrama, so they did 2 days, the Brajpasi and the. There are always few calendar going on with Babaji calendar, and so it's going on today. And the new Vaishnava calendar you gave me, also it's written, the official is tomorrow, and the after tomorrow there are few other people who also do the on 22.
You can maybe ask someone to fetch water for us.
Will come probably day after tomorrow, so we can tell her.
She will be there?
Yes.
Oh yeah, she should bring water for us from the midnight bath. Then we go take a bath. All right, so this was our Radha Katha. I will let you now go. See you tomorrow for another blissful day in Vasana. Hare Krishna.